You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Last year, it seemed like pretty much all festivals and events around the state were canceled because of the pandemic. Now that people are getting vaccinated, the hope is that this spring and summer will be a little bit more eventful. Organizers announced this week that the Wisconsin State Fair is on for August 5th through 15th. What it's ultimately going to look like is still a mystery. Mask requirements, vaccine receipts, and rapid testing have reportedly been discussed. Some events have been called off, including the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival, Celebrate to Pier, and the Wausau Balloon and Rib Fest. Others have been pushed back, like Summerfest, which now aims to happen in September. But even if big events aren't your thing, there's still lots of ways to safely enjoy spring and summer in Wisconsin. Gary Knowles is a Madison-based travel writer and president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's also the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Robin. You know what? It's great to see summer coming back, too, and coming back with these events. I heard your list of things that are not happening, but you know what? Last year, it was pretty much everything was
right.
And right now, it's good to see stuff is happening again, isn't it?
Now, we haven't talked to you, Gary, since last June. Did you have any trouble finding fun stuff to do last year with so many things shut down? You, of all people, I think you're finding fun stuff around Wisconsin no matter what's going on.
Well, I found plenty of things to do, taking my convertible out, driving the back roads, doing things where I could put the top down and not even need to wear a mask, honestly, and drive around the state. And now that I'm vaxxed plus two and all safe to go, I'm looking forward to a big summer. And there was a lot of stuff to do, a lot of it outdoorsy kind of things and visiting the parks and things like that. And, of course, hanging out with socially distanced masked friends occasionally. But, this year we got a lot more to do.
One thing I did, and I think a lot of people did this, Gary, was find some things off the beaten path. So I found parks I didn't know existed or drove by probably a zillion times or never stopped at. Has this been a good lesson in finding maybe some of those hidden gems, maybe even in our own backyards?
I really think it has, Rob. I think the thing that a lot of people did was they went out like you did, probably not real far from home, and found some parks that they hadn't explored fully before. And there's some really good ones out there. And one of the things I was going to mention that just recently, it just opened, although it's been there all the while. There's this bike route that goes from the Great Lake to the Great River. And it's called the U.S. Bike Route System, Route 30. And it actually goes 269 miles from Milwaukee over at the ferry dock. It goes up, actually goes to another ferry, goes all the way up to Merrimack and takes that ferry when the ferry is running up there, and then heads way over to La Crosse to a bluff over there, and 269 miles.
Wow.
Of mostly state park trails, about 160 miles of state park trails, and about 139 of connecting routes on, for the most part, city, local, and other highways that are all part of the recommended route. But it's great. You can go from the Great Lake to the Great River now.
That's fantastic. I was on the Merrimack Ferry a couple weekends back in my car, though, to be honest. And, hey, let's talk about great drives. You say you've been out a lot. What are a couple of your favorite drives this time of year, Gary?
Well, I always like the drive over on the Lake Michigan shore. If you start in Sheboygan, catch County Highway LS, as in Larry Sam, and head north on it. It follows the lake shore all the way past Whistling Straits, which, of course, is going to be holding the Ryder Cup in September this year, and that international golf event. But it goes all the way up past Whistling Straits at Haven, kind of up through Cleveland, and all the way up to Manitowoc and Two Rivers, which, of course, is a beautiful area. But it follows the lakeshore over there, and a lot of people, of course, are zipping up on the interstate and really miss some of the real beauty of Wisconsin, kind of a rural and maritime beauty that you find over on the lake over there. So that's one of my favorites. Another favorite drive that I have is Door County. And, I mean, I know that everybody says, oh, Door County, and they, they think they know Door County. You really need to get up there and do the Door County Scenic Byway, which really runs right up the highway, up on 42 and 57. It goes right up the spine and follows some of the really great lakeshore up along Door County, and from Sturgeon Bay on up to Gill's Rock, and then comes back down again. But the thing I wanted to tell people today, Rob, is that there is a great new guide to Door County. It's put out by the Door County Chamber, of course, and but it's free, and it's probably, I've got to say, it's probably one of the best guides I've ever seen to Door County, and it's free. All you have to do is call and ask them for it. 800-527-3529, and it's 800-527-3529, or you go to doorcounty.com, and you can find a link on there where you can order it online. But it's a huge guide, and I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of guidebooks that you're going to pay $5 or $10 for, and this one is free, and it probably has as much information and maps and contacts and things to do as anything I've ever seen. So I highly recommend getting that free book and getting that. And Door County, I've got to say, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, Door County, I know about that." You know, Door County is one of those places, if you don't find something new every time you go up there, you're not trying, because it is, it's a great place. Great lakes, great roads, great people. And they had a really good year last year, even though they started out like a lot of people did and encouraged people to really stay home early in the pandemic. But, you know, people went up there anyway and really did a good job of social distancing, and it's a great place to go hang out.
Talking to Gary Knowles, Wisconsin travel writer, getting some advice on stuff we can get out and do this year as spring moves along and into summer. And Gary, I mentioned earlier a few of the big name events, the Summerfest and state fairs. For people looking for smaller stuff, are there things still going on this year, things you're looking forward to that that are going to happen that haven't been canceled? In the, you know, those smaller local things that I know you love.
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, there's one going on this weekend that's a really fun thing to do. And it's Lake Geneva Restaurant Week. For people that have been to Lake Geneva recently, you know that there's really quite a good dining scene down there. And their restaurant week is going through this weekend. So you've got today, tomorrow, and Sunday wraps up. But they've got all the specials down there. They have the fixed price dinners and lunches for $10 and $15. But you can really try out some really neat things. And I'd recommend considering going to Lake Geneva this weekend and just trying some of the great cuisine down there. They've done a pretty good job of putting that together. And then also going on, actually opening this weekend, at the Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts, which is over in Cedarburg, they're celebrating a 20-year anniversary of their start over there. They actually got started with a display of quilts that was called Stories and Stitches, and they're having kind of a rephrase of that project, and they've got an exhibit of a bunch of the quilts that were originally shown, and it is really neat looking, and each of the quilts kind of tells a story. So you can go over to the museum and catch that exhibit. It runs through August 29th. So if you don't make it this weekend, you have a little time yet. But that'll be going on as well. And, you know, other things that will be happening. The good thing was I was really happy to see that Road America Racetrack is going to be open for a full slate of things going on. And one of the highlights of every summer that they're going to be doing again this year is the WeatherTech International Challenge Vintage Races, which are out at the track and brings out some incredible cars. But the thing that a lot of people really love there is that on Friday night and Saturday night, the cars have a special parade from the track. It's about 3 miles into Elkhart Lake, where they come and they take over the street down there. And there's a street display, a Concours d'Elegance. And it is really one of the most fun things you're going to do all summer. It's on Friday night and Saturday night. That'll be July 16th and 17th, I believe the dates are. The whole weekend of the events are the 15th to the 18th, but the 16th and 17th each night on the streets of Elkhart Lake, they have this great car display, and it's free, and people come and hang out there, and it really feels like a touch of Europe, Rob. And you gotta get up and see that one of these years.
And we've hit the roads and trails and restaurants, Gary. How about the water? Where are you pointing people toward to get next to or actually out on the water this time of year?
I think you had one of the great tips there early on there, and I'd say go ride the free Merrimack ferry.
Oh yeah.
Ride it over and ride it back and ride it over and ride it back. I know they don't really encourage doing that too much, but it really is fun. And of course there's ice cream. Or, well, I think the ice cream stand, was the ice cream stand open?
They weren't open yet when I was there. No.
Okay. But yeah, if they're open, you definitely want to grab an ice cream cone there. But there are other great rides on the water as well. There's ferry service from the tip of Door County from up there at, Newport over to Washington Island, and you can take that trip over to Washington Island, and that's always a lot of fun. And then the one that I really enjoy every year, and I'm going to be up there in July, is going to go up to Bayfield and catch the Madeline Island ferry from Bayfield over to Madeline Island. And I'm glad to hear, I was talking to people on Madeline Island the other day, and they said that it looks like it's going to be a wonderful summer out there, that a lot of people came to visit last year. Again, it kind of after the peak of the concern there in the middle of the summer, and they had a great year, and they say this year it looks like it's filling up pretty quickly, and it'll be another good summer to go over to Madeline Island and catch some of the fun at the Historical Museum over there, go to the Yacht Club, check that out, maybe go out to Big Bay Park. And if you want to get some great fresh air, they have a great hike down there that goes along the boardwalk that kind of runs parallel but interior to the lakeshore, and a great walk along the bluffs. So some real fun on Madeline Island.
Well, Gary, we'll leave it there for now. I'm sure we'll check in with you again. Happy travels this summer.
For sure, and same to you. Hit the trail, and happy trails to you.
Gary Knowles is a Madison-based travel writer, president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's the author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. We talked to him about some of the fun things to see and do in Wisconsin this spring and summer.